This is a space transformed. A few months ago, the old warehouse was dark and dank. Now, windows high above our heads cast light on pieces of original art, paintings of fish and plants, and there's a hum of life in the air. Sweetwater Organics is bringing together the movers and shakers of Milwaukee's aquaculture scene. One player is the urban farm, Growing Power. Its team has given the entrepreneurs guidance and encouragement. Rick Miller is here, quietly scoping out the place.
I'm the aquaponics expert at Growing Power.
He's raised fish for years.
I'm the ultimate behind-the-scenes person.
Would this be an exact replica of what you do at Growing Power?
Actually, I haven't had a chance to examine it.
We're surrounded by the sound of water circulating through four systems that fill the east end of the old factory.
What we're looking at are four raceways. Probably gallon-wise, they're between 8,000 and 15,000 gallons each.
Pretty soon, fish will arrive to fill one of those tanks. On each, there's a pump that drives the water up from the tank to tiers of plants above. Pea gravel lines the large trays.
And that's the filter medium. So the water comes up to the plant beds and it races across the plant beds over the filter medium that purifies the water. And then it drops back down into the raceway.
Miller calls that the recirculation part of the equation. Then there's the bounty.
You're raising the fish, but at the same time you're getting several harvests off of the plants that you grow above the fish drops.
Miller says watercress is a popular plant choice. So far, plants have been the only growing thing at Sweetwater Organics, until today. The first batch of fish is expected any minute. Nobody could be more excited than Steve Lindner, one of the company's three owners. But mostly, he looks tired.
We did a lot of the labor ourselves because money became an issue. We spent more than we anticipated.
Perch are coming in today or tilapia?
Perch are coming in today. Oh. Here comes Great Lakes.
That means Fred Binkowski of the Great Lakes Water Institute. It's the other force helping launch the Sweetwater operation. The freshwater fish researcher and his students have arrived bearing perch in big plastic barrels. Each little fish weighs just under an ounce.
We're only bringing over a small number of fish, about 1,000 fish, maybe a little bit more, 1,200 fish, as the measuring stick to determine what this system is going to be able to handle. So, you know, we're not jumping into this head first without knowing what we're going to be faced with. We're pretty confident that this
with that, Binkowski says it's time to dump the tubs.
Okay, Godzilla, put your camera down for a second. And you and Steve and Josh dump the first two tubs together.
All three business partners step forward. It's an emotional moment. They've been working toward this day for months. Godzilla, the one who loves to take photos, is almost moved to tears.
Aren't they beautiful? Oh, my God.
Godzilla's not the only one who can't keep his eyes off the perch. Fred Binkowski and his team have raised these lively six-month-old fish and will continue monitoring how they adapt to their new home, adding more perch when the time is right. And the connection won't stop there.
We'll be involved by collecting data on the production and also cost information, because we're interested in also finding out how much does it actually cost to do something like this for a business plan.
Binkowski says determining the startup costs could lead to a business model that can be replicated. He tells the three owners of Sweetwater, call me anytime.
And training, we still need to do some of that with you guys.
All the experts gathered here say you never stop learning how to nurture fish. But based on Fred Binkowski's calculations, Sweetwater Organics should be ready to throw its first fish fry by the middle of January.
That's it.
Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.